Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How you be in 2016? Happy New Year. Woohoo! We've made it, you guys. We've made it. It's 2016. We got over the hump of 2015. After 2012 was the cutoff time for us to move on to the new earth and to a new dimension, to a new energy. 2014, and 2015 were the years of adjustment, if you will. So now we are in 2016 and we are still here. How does it get any better than that? Woohoo! So a lot has happened in the energy that we've been creating, because we are the creators of all these energies that is going on out there. And the energies are here to support us. They're not here to harm us. They're not here. There's no need to be in fear of anything. They are here to support us. And all you have to do is allow. Do not get in front of the energy and try to stop it, because like a river, it's going to come and it's going to topple you over. Okay, so drop your barriers and allow and be one with the energy. That's all you have to do. That is your job. Your job is to allow. Your job is to be. Your job is to continue to vibrate at whatever vibration you're in and keep raising your vibration. Keep being you. Keep being joy. That's what this earth requires. For procrastination, that is of the day. last 3 weeks, we've been talking about manifesting and actualizing our desires, our targets, everything that we have set for the year. So what are you procrastinating? What is it that's going on with you, and where do you need assistance? For example, for me, I bought myself this white board that I needed to put it in front of my desk so I can write the thought of the day for me to focus on daily. And when it comes to working and leveling so that the board is correct, it's not angled, it's not crooked or anything like that, you know, that really, I just hate to do that. I like to just go and, you know, just freestyle it or something. Just put the screw and hang it. That's all. Not having to worry about, hey, it's level, it's not level. I need to get the tools. I need to find the tools. Before I need to use the tools, I need to, of course, find it. And that's not always so easy, because I don't know where things are. Even though it's my home. Yeah, it is my home. But from the last time, which was maybe years and years ago, to now, who knows what it is, right? So I need to find the tool. I need to find a leveler, and I need to put the screws on it. But I cannot just put the screws on the wall. I need to put with a little safety case thingy that you go in it, so that, and then you put the screws so it doesn't mess up the drywall and it actually stays put. So instead, I have these what they call gator hooks, where I paint all my canvas paints that I do. And they're really sturdy, and all you do is you put it in the wall, you move it a little somewhere, and then you can really hold on a lot of weight because of the way it's structured. And I'm thinking, if instead of doing the screws, I can do this, that would work so much better for me. So today I got down to opening the whiteboard and putting the marks on the wall as to where I think it should go. But I still haven't gone and done the looking for the leveler or anything like that. So I'm going to try my way before doing the manufacturer's recommended way, because why follow directions, right? It's not like the right or anything. So when it comes to stuff like that, I will try everything except, you know, unless it's last thing, then I will follow what they do, because I really hate doing that. And no, I don't have anybody to help me with that. So if you ladies, if you know what I'm talking about, give a shout out. Woo-hoo! Yeah, I have some people here on the line and they're and they're listening here. But it's great. So, and that is one way of procrastination that we have. And I mean, I swear to you, to open that box and to put everything there, it just says me pretty much. I would do one and I would come and sit down and respond to emails. And it was just, it's painful. When you're not in that zone, if you're not in that zone that it wants to be created, then everything will come up and you will just invent everything and anything so you don't do it. But once it gets to that zone that you will do it, you're like, whoa, okay, awesome. How that's getting better, right? So, exactly. So what else is possible, huh? What else is possible? And how does it get any better than this, right? So, my friend, what are you procrastinating? What is it that you need that additional oomph so that you can press forward with your target? Do you perhaps need an accountability partner? Have you tried looking into getting an accountability partner so that you get your projects done on, you know, you set the dates that you decide to come to do them by, and then you just have your accountability partner keep you accountable for meeting those dates. And it's all about them pushing you. And it's okay for them to push you because you give them that permission for them to push you so that you can depend on them to drive you, your targets done. Otherwise, sometimes we're like, we need somebody. If we don't have somebody accountable to, we sometimes let it go. Like, for example, I'm giving a class, a graduate class, on the 17th of January in Burke Lake, Virginia. It's in the Washington, D.C. area. If anybody's interested in that, please contact. I will be, and that is another thing I need to do. On my website, I need to go ahead and put that information there. But I've already submitted information that needs to go there, luckily. So it's just about getting some time and doing it there. But luckily, the material is already done. That's what I was working on last weekend, which was I just got in that zone and it was awesome because I would do it all and then I'll close it and then I'll like come back 10 minutes later. Oh, there's some more material I need to put in here and I need to put more and then I was like and it really looks really cool. I'm really glad for it. And it's really exciting, and the change that we're going to be making in that class is going to be amazing. And the people, what they're going to be getting out of that class, the knowledge is going to be amazing. And I was like right in the zone, and there was absolutely no procrastination with that. At the beginning, I was like, oh my gosh, what am I going to do? What am I going to include in this to fill? You know, it's going to be from 10 in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. So what am I going to do to fill so many hours? And then the more I started doing it, I'm like, and then I was showing it to a friend of mine, and she said, I don't think you're going to have enough hours to show all this material. And I'm going, oh, my gosh. Well, at least I'm going to show the people how to do it, and then they have the material for self-exploration if we don't cover the whole thing. But at least it will be something that they can always contact me, and I don't have any problems with people contacting me afterwards to say, hey, I have this question or something like that. But it was like, and she was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you've been doing all this. And I like the way it looks, and it really, you know, it kind of, everything matches because it was originally created for it on the presentation slide. So you can tell that everything goes together. It's not like pissing cut from one place to another. No, it was everything. It's like, it goes really smooth. I am kind of OCD that way. I need to have things matching and things be the same. If it's mismatch or taken from here, taken from there, it's really just, oh my gosh, I cannot be or something like that, because it just, it, there's something in me that just doesn't like it. And it's got to be my OCD, ADD, whatever, acronym you want to associate with it. But it's like, but not this one. It goes real smooth, and I'm really proud of it. So, what else? Yes, there are some other things that really I've been putting off. Like, I my number one target also continue to do the gratitude, the daily gratitude. And because I've been away from my office, from my home office, I did not do it until this morning when I got back in my office. I've had my laptop. I've been working on that over the weekend, watching TV in the living room. So I was kind of like off but working. So today, finally, I came down into my office, into my home office, and then that's when I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot to do my gratitude. So I started writing my gratitude. I don't have a problem writing them. It's just that if I'm not in my regular routine, I kind of deviate from the norm, and I don't stick to my regular stuff. So, and, yeah, that's something that I need to work on. But how does it get any better? Woo-hoo! So, think about the thing that's really irritating you, that you've been putting off, and either you have a deadline you have to meet, or you have something that's been irritating you, but you just don't know which way, how to tackle this monster, because it's got so many, it's so big, and you just don't have enough arms, or your arms are not big enough to tackle it. So think about that, and the way we are so good at procrastination, but then last minute we always get it done, and it's something that it's a game that we play with ourselves as well, to show what awesome and truly creators we are. We delay, and then at the last minute we're like, oh, okay, I got it done. But see, I got it done just in time. I don't know about you guys, but in high school or in college, did you ever have to do a term paper, and then suddenly you're like, oh my gosh, the term paper is due tomorrow, and then you will be up all night long, and then submit it on time and still get a good grade? Yeah, that was, you know, that's something that if that's not your norm and you enjoy doing that, that's great, awesome, kudos to you. Change, then let's go ahead and go on with this activation. Okay, as we do this activation, like always, please make sure that you're not doing anything, you're not driving or operating heavy machinery, and we're going to go ahead and start with it. If you are driving or operating heavy machinery, the energies will be recorded. You can always come back and listen to this, whatever you're leaving off, okay? So let's go ahead and start. Okay. Take a deep breath. Exhale. One more time. Exhale. One more time. Exhale. Imagine roots growing out of your feet, deep and warm. And imagine your roots growing so deep in Middle Earth, where the crystalline chakra of the earth is found. And just wrap your roots around it and pull energy from the crystalline chakra. Up your roots, up your legs, up your torso, and out your crown. Pulling energy from the earth. Make it smooth and even. Smooth and even. Barriers. And as you drop your barriers, feel them all smooth and even. All you have to do is take your barriers drop, going down to the floor, or imagine currents going down to the floor or going up, leaving you exposed. And now, allow yourself to receive the contribution of everything in the room that you're in. You are always in control. You can use procrastination in your favor anytime you want it. And you can also use it whenever you want. You are the creator. You can use anything to your advantage. But you have the energy to avoid it. Or to have it if you wish. Go ahead and extend the energy to your past lifetimes and future lifetimes. Like I said, if procrastination serves you, you'll still be able to use it. If not, you'll still be able to take advantage of it. Win-win. Think about all the tasks that you have on your plate. And if you need assistance getting them done, just ask the images for your assistance. There you go. Let's go ahead and expand you to your lineage. Grandparents, great grandparents, siblings, children, grandchildren, great grandchildren, all teachers in age. Go ahead and unplug you from the collective consciousness of living things for tomorrow, what you can do today. Procrastination, apart from that, and let's go ahead and plug you into creativity. That way you can be creative as you're doing something that you don't perceive to be too much fun before you start, but then you have so much fun doing it that you look forward to doing it if you have to do it again. Creativity is fun. So if you decide, if you perceive it to be, hey, this is going to be fun, so it's going to be, I'm really going to enjoy myself, or time is just going to go real fast, and more than likely to do it than not. Like, how many of you still have to put away Christmas or holiday ornaments and stuff that you decorate your house with? Yeah. Now, let's go ahead and finish this up. And let's go ahead and ground the energy. Ground. And let's go ahead and pull energy from here. Ground. And pull energy from the earth. And up your legs. Up your torso and your arm. There you go. And when you're ready, rub your hands together. Rub your feet. And open your eyes.
Woohoo, how are you guys feeling?
Not really. Wow. That was a bit of an intense. I guess I really needed that. Yep, I do procrastinate. I use it to my advantage. And sometimes not to my advantage. Sometimes I guess it's something that I need a little boost there to push me to wait until last minute and then get it done. But it always gets done. That's what I like about doing business with people who are busy. They know how to manage their time. And they might not, you know, they might not get it done when you think you can take a minute to get it done, but they will definitely meet the deadlines. So that is something that I, you know, if you want something done, you give it to the business person in your team. And of course, they always get packed with tests. It's been my experience that they're the ones who come through, they're the ones who get it done, and they will meet the deadline. My friends who are the busiest are the ones that get things done as well. It's something second nature, I guess. But how is 2016 treating you guys so far? Yeah. This year seems that it's going to be a year of a lot of, oh my God. Okay? It's going to be a year where you're going to be thinking, I cannot believe this. But you continue to be yourself. Continue to be your bright light that you be. And don't worry about what's going on outside of you. Okay? Stay away as much as possible from the news. There's going to be a lot of sensationalism, of a lot of exaggeration of what we had last year, but there's going to be more. And there's going to be some things that is going to make you go, oh my God, and it's going to be rocky, really. The energies are so ready to start with, to continue at a faster speed than it was last year. So stay grounded, stay in communion with Earth, continue to be yourself, and stick to your whatever it is that you've been doing, because you've been doing great, to your growth, and everything will be okay. No need to go into fear at all. If anybody says, you know, and if anybody puts fear out there, ignore them and continue to go your bright path, and continue to do what you need to do. Okay? It's been my honor, my pleasure to be here with you. I am so looking forward to 2016 and being with you guys. And thank you, thank you, thank you for those of you who write and are telling me about what you are actualizing. And that was really fast. It was only 2 weeks or so. Continue to do so. Come on, where you can see them. And let's have fun in 2016. Thank you. Bye-bye.